G-60, Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Throughout the past few years, the most tumultuous in human history and unquestionably the most challenging ever for the McCarthy family, a seemingly endless sequence of remarkable events had been relayed to the public by the media. On the occasions when Dan hadn't been physically at the heart of these events, he had seen the same pictures as everyone else and felt the same emotions. At no point had he ever previously tuned in to witness a remarkable alien-related development with a veritable alien for company in his living room, however, and at no point could he ever recall seeing an event as flabbergasting as this one. It was sure to cause chaos and quite likely fear-driven looting around the world, as anything so inexplicable tended to do, but there was a sharper unease in Dan's mind than anything related to that. He had certainly witnessed worse things while sitting on a couch, such as the initial and fear-spreading display of the two alien plaques discovered in the sea off Argentina, or in a different way, John Cole's impossibly reckless leak of Il Diavolo's forecasted impact date. Those were all destabilizing, as this would be too, but nothing had ever perplexed Dan McCarthy like the sudden disappearance of William Godfrey from his podium in Buenos Aires. Had Leisha not been right there beside him, Dan would still have been confused regarding the timing, wondering why Leisha would interfere during a live global broadcast rather than immediately before Godfrey took to the stage if something merited an emergency abduction. Abduction was the word in Dan's mind, and it was an extremely troubling one. The reason for his acute unease was simple, for while there had been a flash on the screen, there had been none in the living room. Leisha was still at Dan's side, and William Godfrey was most decidedly not. As everyone else remained utterly transfixed on the screen and the now empty podium in the center of the pictures being broadcast to billions of equally enthralled and dumbstruck citizens of Earth, Dan looked to the side and met Leisha's eyes. "Leisha," he began, gulping in fear. "If you didn't take him..."